Let me first say happy Christmas to everybody here this morning. And I hope that today will be all that you dreamt it to be. I'd like to start this morning by asking a question. Can you put your hand up if you have ever been lonely? Okay. Now, I've got here with me this morning a box or a tub of chocolates. And this was one of my Christmas presents. And so, when I'm lonely, what I tend to do is to share, because it makes me feel better. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually have this at the back after the end of the service, and everybody who put their hand up a while ago can actually share in this chocolate. So that's my Christmas gift to everybody.
Share.
Now, earlier this month, I don't know if you heard it on the news, researchers made a very stark revelation about loneliness. They said that long-term loneliness is damaging to your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Another study concluded that lonely people are 50% more likely to die prematurely than people who have strong social relationships. The feeling of loneliness does not respect who you are. It doesn't always have a readily recognizable face either. It is said that when you are lonely, you need a particular type of vitamin. It's called vitamin S. S stands for social relations. And what you need is to share your feeling with someone you really trust. You are lonely when you feel that there is no one there to share your feelings with. And for a lot of people, today, Christmas Day, is a reminder of the loneliness that they experience or may experience. Not because it's lonelier than any other day, but mainly because Christmas is a time when family and friends come together to share in an experience. Yet even in the festiveness of company, we can often feel alone. With inner struggles so great we are fearful to trust, or deep hidden anxieties with even someone we trust. You see, loneliness is not always what you imagine it to be. It can be anyone's experience. Loneliness is the child who has no friends. It is a mom or dad struggling to make ends meet. It is the loss of someone dear to us. It is an empty house where only footsteps you hear are yours. It is the unrecognizable journey into the unknown. It is a homeless person. It fuels addiction. It is a curse. However, loneliness doesn't have to be a curse. We do not have to live a life of obscurity, a life of feeling empty or insignificant. We do not have to be alone, and we're never meant to be alone. Why? Because God is with us. And how do I know this to be true? How do I know that we are never alone? Well, there are some reasons I will take from the reading today. The first one, we are never lonely because we have a son from the Holy Spirit. Please look at verses 18 to 20. Jesus is from the Holy Spirit. This is important because it means Jesus, though very human, is very God. It means Jesus has always been. In Genesis 1:26, God declares, as Father, Son, and Spirit, let us make man in our image. In chapter 2, the Lord God, Jesus, says, it is not good for man to be alone. So he made man a companion, woman, one whom Adam recognizes as bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. In these two narratives, we see a bipartite relationship, one with God and one with man. This relationship, if upheld, was meant to guarantee that we are never, ever alone. No wonder Jesus strips back the mystery of the Ten Commandments and condenses it with one word, love. Love God and love each other. Verse 18 says Mary was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And notice here it doesn't say not by the Holy Spirit, but from the Holy Spirit. This means that Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, takes on the physical attributes of an embryo, of humanity, an unborn child, to be born like one of us, so that we may share in his glory and be like him. This child from the Spirit will grow to experience every vagrancy of human life: pain, abuse, alienation, exile, loss of loved ones, homelessness, loneliness. And he does this to draw us into him so that we are never, ever alone. See Jesus' words to all who follow him in Matthew 28, the very last bit of it. "And behold," he says, "I will be with you always, to the end of the age." What a wonderful proclamation. Wonderful, comforting words. We do not have to be alone because we have a child from the Holy Spirit who will never, ever leave us. Are you feeling alone this morning? Does it seem like no one understands or no one cares? I say to you, God does, if only we can trust him. There are possibly two lonely people in this passage today. I wonder if you can guess who they are. And I say possibly. I think Mary was lonely. Or she could be. She's a young girl who finds herself pregnant, not by the man she's supposed to be wedded to, but instead she's with child from the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine how alone she may have felt with this reality? How alone you would feel if that were you. Facing the prospect of a divorce, facing the possibility of a life of resentment, facing shame, facing obscurity. But there are some clues here in Scripture, not in Matthew, but in the chapter in Luke that speaks of Jesus' birth, where we're told, Mary says, after hearing this news, "Behold," she says, "I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary isn't alone, is she? She's having a son from the Holy Spirit, and surely God will never, ever leave her alone. The second person we could pick out in this particular passage as being lonely is Joseph. He asked to take a wife already pregnant, and he keeps the secret in loneliness. Not knowing exactly what was the right thing to do, he decides to divorce her quietly to spare her shame and possibly even death. Wouldn't the enemy love that? Stopping the greatest rescue mission this world will ever, ever know. But instead of a divorce, what we see is the Lord speaking to Joseph in a dream, reassuring him there is nothing to fear. "Take Mary as your wife. The son she has conceived is from the Holy Spirit." You see, we do not have to fear being alone in our sometimes constant struggles, because the Son is from the Holy Spirit. The second reason why we don't have to be alone, it's because we have a Son who saves his people. Let's look at verse 21. With this single verse, it tells us that the Son from the Spirit is to be called Jesus. And what a name. And he shall be called Jesus because he will save his people. And who are his people? People who live in this world under the curse of sin. These are people who struggle to do the right things all the time because they are so weak and so lonely. They often choose to do wrong because it's easier and there is a quicker outcome. Unfortunately, the outcomes of their choices are often temporary, never long-lasting, and frequently leaves them emptier and lonelier in their situation. Can you see his people? Look to the left. Look to the right. Look behind you. Look in front of you. Now look at yourself. You see, we are his people. All of us, every single one of us, have sinned. Loneliness may make us 50% more likely to physically die prematurely, but sin makes us 100% more likely to die without experiencing the fullness of the life Jesus has to offer. Sin is the gulf, the chasm between God and man. It is a division so wide that only a supernatural Savior can bridge it. And this is Jesus, so named because he will save his people from sin. You see, we don't have to be lonely because we have a Son who is willing and, most importantly, able to save us from our sin. He can do this because he is from the Spirit, eternal, begotten, not made. My third and final point this morning is that we do not have to be alone because we have a God who never leaves us. Let's see verses 22 to 25. This is a unique promise because of its trustworthiness and its power. This promise is absolute. God with us literally means God is always with his people and is interested in the everyday recreation of us all. It may be hard to believe this is true, but God says what is hidden from proud and prudent hearts will be seen by those who are eager to feed on his word. The Lord's prophet spoke of Jesus coming in the most miraculous and astounding way. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, it says, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. What does it mean for God to be with us? It means that no longer do we have to face our struggles alone. Not only will he be with me in my struggles, or with us, but he is the one that gives us a family that is united in him, so that I may never be alone. God is with us means that we have a Savior who is willing to take our guilt, shame, wrongdoing unto himself and pay for it. He pays for it and he wipes our catalog of debt clean through his forgiveness. This forgiveness leads him to the cross, and by it, the perfect cross, we are assured of his promise that he will never, ever leave us. How do I know we are never alone? Because Jesus is the Son from the Holy Spirit. He was in the beginning, he is now, and he is the future. How do I know that we are never alone? Because Jesus is a God who saves his people from sin. He does so by a lonely death on a cross to give life to his people. How do I know that we are never alone this Christmas? Because Jesus is a God who never leaves us alone. He knows all our human frailties because he was very man. So whatever you do this Christmas, whatever you do when you leave here this morning, treasure the knowledge that God is with us. You may say, but I don't know him. I say, why don't you invite him into your life? You may say, I don't want to know him. I say, who will you look to when you're lonely? Who else can ease that burden of loneliness and emptiness? I say, only God can, because he is a God who is with us, and not only with us, he is for us. Amen.